very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us see the minions on the Olympic stage. I'm not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes. I'm here with Adam Rippon and Ashley Wagner, and we have the men's short program in the books at the 2026 Olympics. Ilya Malinin wins the short program, skates the best program he's skated at these Olympics, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Looked relaxed, looked like himself. Yuma Kageyama is in second. He was mostly clean. He stepped out of a triple axel. And Adam Siouhimfa from France is in third. For those of you with tinfoil hats, I think this is a great result for Adam after some volatile years.
Yeah. I wonder the tinfoil hat transfer rate going from Jimmy Ma to Adam Siouhimfa. Feels like they're completely different.
It's a natural progression.
Speaking of natural progressions, we've been getting so many people who have messaged us telling us how much they appreciate the fact that we're doing these daily recaps. We thank you. We love you. And maybe if you loved us enough, you would go and check out our Patreon.
If we loved ourselves enough, we wouldn't be doing the daily episodes. But you know what? We love
this. But we hate ourselves.
We love each other more than we love ourselves. Self-love. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we get to hang out. Honestly, this is the only time of day that we all actually get to talk to each other because we're all so busy.
Yeah, it's true.
When I got on this call, Ashley was like, "What did you do to your face?" And I was like, "Excuse me?
It looks like you've gotten a peel."
Well, I told her that I did like an acid peel tonight before.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious.
No, I was being honest. Can I be honest on this podcast?
I'm
can
trying to stretch honest? My fake tan as long as it can go. So
I'd like to say
some really quick heartbreaking results before we talk about the not heartbreaking results. Tomas Sabate, who I mentioned, who did the minions, was the first to miss the free skate. He was 25th in the short program. And Vladimir Litvinov, we will not see the Joker on Olympic ice, which is extremely devastating to me.
You probably were busy.
I'm going to tell you, you know why this happened?
The program was wild.
But do you know why this happened? Because he ditched the program with the pew, pew, pew. And he went back to Game of Thrones. And I mean, I'm sorry. Like the pew, pew was working. It was working.
Yeah.
It was working.
It was.
Also, it's very hard to insert a pew, pew in mid-sentence. I feel like Johnny Weir trying to change accents every time he says a name from the commentary.
Going from like, American pew, pew. English into like deep Russia.
Mm-hmm. But those are very, very... I mean, look, I'm sad for anyone who didn't make the free skate, but those in particular made me just really... I'm really
sad. Wait, but Sarah, I've never seen anyone do this on Olympic ice. And then Terry asked Johnny if he'd ever seen anyone do it. And Johnny was like, "I've done this on Olympic ice." So he goes into his opening quad toe.
Whatever it is, Adam will remember what Johnny did like it was yesterday with his memory.
Mm-hmm. That's a guarantee. But Vladimir, he does three turn push back outside edge, and then he just goes nope. Like he didn't even. It wasn't a pick.
It was zero
nothing.
A, sort of right. I mean, similar.
No. It doesn't even. It wasn't
three turn push landing
a jump, and
he just walked right through it.
It looked like he was walking a jump, and then he does like crossover, hauls ass, three turn push back, toe. Quad
you
toe.
Know what? This is because of all the cigarettes.
No, smoking it's because kills. There weren't
too
enough
many
cigarettes.
It's because
not
there's
enough
not enough
cigarettes.
Smokers' rights in the world.
Yeah.
And he's been stifled for too long. He just couldn't do his opening. jump.
The air wasn't dense enough with a thick layer of smoke. Adam, do you remember
smoke in the air
when Johnny did that? I don't remember this.
Yes.
You do? Okay, what did Johnny do?
Johnny's free skate at the 2006 Olympics was riddled with unconventional moves.
Moves. It's not good when you're calling them moves, like a pedestrian.
No, and it, what made it unconventional was that his short program at this Olympics was like phenomenal. He was in second short program. Ugh. But then it was riddled.
And then the moves came out.
Yeah, moves.
Then he started doing moves. So Vladimir Litvinov moved into 29th place.
I think this cut is so stupid. I really do. Like, there's not that many that get cut out of
it. We're already here.
Like, just let them talk.
Let them speak.
Allow them to talk. I did the Zamboni interview with Ben and Valentina.
Valentina
Marquet. She keeps telling me that she feels a lot of pressure being fake Ashley.
My God. I love Val.
She's so
cute. She shouldn't.
But Ben gave a big shout out to the run through
and he was like,
And he said, do we have any run through listeners? I want to say that we got sort of the same sort of rousing applause that you might get if you were Ilya Malinin.
I can't tell how serious you
are. Yeah,
I'm being serious. I was expecting a golf clap and we got some like large noise throughout the arena.
That's
wow.
So cool.
Oh my God.
Thank you everybody for listening.
We've made Olympic ice.
Yeah. We have. We've made Olympic air.
My co-hosts have been listening.
Yeah. And
which
bringing
is very
it up.
Cool. Matt Eisman like brings it up as much as he can. And I'm so honored every single time he does. But I get a picture of like my entire Gold Zone team. And it's like they asked their Uber driver to turn on the car light of their Uber. And they're all just like sitting in the back seat. And apparently they were like listening to us. Look at all of these white men.
They're
all listening in the Uber to the
run-through.
Incredible. Isn't that so cool?
That is.
I love these guys.
Makes
me
scared in a good way.
Yeah, it's a good fear.
Okay, so.
It's such a good fear.
Adam. Yeah.
Good fear.
Tell us, I thought I loved it yesterday, not to put you on the spot, but I loved it after the rhythm dance when you went through kind of like who got big crowd reactions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us that and then we can talk a little more granular
Adam's
about
vibe
the
check. It's your
the vibe.
Vibe
check
brought
of the
to you
arena.
By Adam Rapon.
Yeah.
It's Adam's
my
vibe.
Yes. So I liked to do like from the results. I did like a from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
And first I'd like to the first thing I want to shout out before we kind of get into it is that the announcer for Denis Vasiliev's said representing Lithuania.
Oh, dear.
And he kind of skated around and then was like, meh, whatever. And then started his
a Latvian eraser.
Yes. Yeah, so that happened,
okay.
And we all moved on from it.
Wait, they didn't even correct themselves? They were like, I said Lithuania, and you know
they
what?
They may not have realized it.
No, I think they were like, and done.
Yeah, they were like, scene.
They turned the page.
So this event started with the neutral athlete, Peter Guminik.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Like
it was neutral.
Yeah, it was neutral. He's the neutral mime because there is so much pantomiming in this program.
To be pantomiming in a ponytail is such a choice.
But
he's
made his
sign language.
It is. Or international sign language. I don't know what they
neutral
use over there.
Sign language. AIN instead of ASL.
Meanwhile, he has the sign language woman who's Puerto Rican that did Bad Bunny stuff at the side of the boards.
Yes. Well, he
that?
Was doing it on the ice.
I love that.
Okay. So, okay. So,
guy.
Let us start. I think a huge shout out. I didn't know what kind of emotional state I would be in specifically for the skate of Max Naumov.
Yeah.
Obviously, it just, it feels like it's going to be heavy. It feels like, you know, we're all on the edge of our seat. But I've got to tell you, it was just like such a joyful moment inside the arena. It wasn't one of those like we're all holding our breath and just like, please pull through, because this was the best.
Yeah. Way about him in this program.
Yes, he really did. And this is the best I've ever seen him skate.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I feel like sometimes he really can have those roller skating landings that land super flat. And today it looked like he was so over his right side. Like, it was just really comfortable and easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The triple axel wasn't easy, but like, I even forgot about it as soon as he made it through, because that combo was so nice.
I forgot about it until you said that. I was like, oh, that's right.
And just a big ovation for Max. Cool. Bo-Yang Jin is a crowd fucking favorite here.
Really?
Yes.
It's funny.
That is funny.
To Ashley's utter fucking disdain.
No, Bo Yang has accomplished so much in this sport. He was the first man to do two quads in the short program. Like, he is...
He was the original quad accelerator of everything. Pre-Nathan.
He predates Nathan. And so that respect will always be given.
Period.
And I will leave it at that.
Donovan Carrillo from Mexico.
My favorite. Of course. I love Donovan.
Hip, hip, chin, chin. Can't go
hip,
wrong.
Hip, my son.
Chin, chin. I got to say, these are the best spins of the event. Donovan.
Yeah.
Best spins. They're phenomenal.
Did he qualify?
Yes.
He did. 23rd place.
Oh, that's amazing, because he didn't qualify at Worlds last year, right? So this
Here
is
we go.
Great. We get to see two programs from him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a huge ovation for Italian national hero, Matteo Rizzo.
Oh, yeah. Huge. And not as good today as he was in the team event, but almost like, who
How
cared?
Could
like,
he
the
be?
Moment is done. You know what I mean?
I feel weird saying, like, I don't care. Because, of course, it's like, no, he wants to have a good individual as well. But it's like, his medal shot was in the team event. He showed up in the team event. Like, when it counted, he was there. This is all just kind of, like, extra credit.
And I just want to say about Matteo is that I, again, was in the NBC booth above Tara and Johnny and Tara and Terry, excuse me. Terry Erasure. It's just Terry is the new Latvia Erasure.
No. Lithuanian Tara. Lithuanian Tara.
Yes. And I just want to say, and I said this to Ting Shui, who was sitting next to me, that like Matteo gives the best TV. He's so good on TV. And what I mean by that is that he gives you all the reactions that you want. Like, he puts on the show at the end. He's looking at the camera. He gives you the fist pump. He goes, like, he's just, he gives you all of those, like, sports action reaction shots. He gets the gold medal in those, in best reactions.
I mean, we've been replaying his reactions on our shows where he's doing, like, the footballer knee slide and he's jumping over the board into Niccolo's arms. It's fantastic.
It's amazing. Barbara Fusarpoli is crying sobbing.
Oh my God. Every Italian skater is crying.
Yeah. It was,
Alexander Selevko, he had everybody in the palm of his hand until he did a triple Lutz that did look like he was being shot out of a cannon. And it was like so annoying.
Shot onto the ground. Yeah.
Yes.
I always forget that he trains in Boston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is it? Olga?
Yes.
Pops up. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, girl, what are you doing here? And then, of course, like, they also have an American pair team here.
Right.
Like, they have multiple students. But I'm like, shouldn't you be in Boston?
Yeah. But that Prince program, to your point, such a crowd pleaser.
Oh, God. I mean, and he was skating a little bit fast. So he was getting to all of these, like, moments in the choreography.
Too early.
That, like, yeah, all of them too early that he'd like stand there in place and then be like, kiss. And then, like, but he had been standing in place for about a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But he was
gotta
like,
wait
he was
for your notes.
Oh my God. You can't rush Prince, but you,
no.
You
really can't though.
No.
You can't rush your interesting moves.
Unconventional.
What did you say? Was it littered
riddled.
With moves?
Riddled. With unconventional moves.
Yeah, because littered would insinuate that there was trash scattered about.
No, we need to make this into a button. Riddled yes. with unconventional moves. We're going to forget this.
No.
Yeah, we're all in sort of an Olympic blackout. We'll never remember anything we said over the 2 weeks.
No, I'm fresh off of an acid peel I did myself. So Ashley just texted us riddled with conventional moves. So
it's our business idea.
Uh-huh. This is our notepad.
LLC.
We're going to be millionaires off of riddled with unconventional moves.
This is going to be our world's
moves.
Buttons.
Yeah, these will be the world's buttons.
We do need to send buttons to Worlds because I regret not sending them to the Olympics for the skaters who have asked for them, you know?
Yeah,
you
know, we're getting so many smokers' rights requests.
But we can send some. We can send some to Prague. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
They love smoking there.
Yeah. And unconventional moves.
They do. Riddled. Because if you were to say, like, what did you say? Trashed, like
littered. Yeah, littered.
Yeah, if you were to say littered, it would insinuate that there was like trashy things. Like Johnny is a lot of things, but trashy
never
skater, absolutely not.
Over his dead body.
Never.
Watch
yeah.
your tongue. Right.
Right.
Krylo Marsak from Ukraine.
Yes, he was great. He was great. Well,
he was great.
And the fact that he went ahead of the Russian feels good.
Feels pretty good. Feels pretty good. And this was like a personal best for him by like almost 10 points. Like it was a huge score for him.
He was phenomenal.
It was so good. I'm really happy for him.
It was phenomenal. So another skater in here, obviously the Japanese and the Americans and all of the big players, yeah. like big ovations.
Yeah.
Kao Miura broke his skates the other day.
Yeah. Duct taped it together.
Okay. I was reading this story. Does anyone know what he broke them on? I know that he broke his skates and then he's taping them together and he has other skates, but he preferred these instead of
his
backups.
Yeah, he didn't want to break in new ones. He was trying to preserve the ones he had by MacGyvering them.
Tape. But from what I understand, he was in the new ones today or his spares.
Oh, that makes sense then.
That's tough. That's
it
tough.
Kao Miura really
did
tough.
Make the free skate, but he is in 22nd place for anyone who doesn't know that. So the medal, I think he was not a medal favorite, but maybe a dark horse if people made mistakes.
Totally.
And now, you know, he's pretty far out of the mix.
But if these are new skates, expect him to skate much better because now he has two full days of practice.
That's
before
so
the free
weird
skate.
That there's 2 days in between.
It is, right? Like, that's not normal.
No, it's not.
I think it's just the short track.
Yes, it is the short
schedule.
Track.
Schedule, yeah.
Okay, so not his best. Who else?
Andrew Torgashev.
Yeah, I mean, he was
Andrew
great.
Andrew Torgashev.
I mean, clean as a whistle and just really solid, good jumps. Good program. The only thing about it is that, like, if I were Andrew and I was skating like that, I'd be like, he could have given it a little bit more Kevin Amos
sure.
in the footwork
yeah.
and just brought it home.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know,
well, it's kind
you
of,
know, he's had a good skate when Raph, like, dares to be in the kiss and cry with him.
Danes to be.
Danes. Yes. That's
Danes
what I meant to
and
say.
Dares.
Thank you.
No, it's both.
Well, he gets off the ice and immediately it's Raph. And I'm like, oh, okay, Raph is happy with this.
Raph came out from behind the curtain when he saw him land the third jump. He's like, oh, okay. Guess I'll claim this.
It was the first time I ever saw Raphael pleased with Andrew.
Wait, this was so cute. I texted Raph and I said, well, I said Andrew actually kept his head on! ! He looked great. I'm covering this event, and you're all over TV. And then look at this! I'll just look. Isn't cute. That so cute?
Oh, that's
Ashley's
so cute.
Showing us lots of red hearts.
I didn't even know he knew how to use emojis.
Well, he
Adam,
used about 30 of them.
Today on our... Actually, Ashley, you might not have heard this either. Today on our show, one of our hosts was like reading some of his research and notes he had taken from articles and whatever about Andrew. And he was introducing him and he said, you know, he's self-dubbed himself the Pizza King. And I...
Not true.
When it was done, I was like, just so you know, it's not a self-dubbing if I said it first.
Right.
That a run-through eraser.
Run-through
exactly.
Eraser. Now he's self-dubbing.
We need to talk to Lithuanian Tara about this.
Get Lithuanian Tara in on this.
But Andrew was great. Now, whatever tinfoil they're using in France for those hats.
It's working.
Did work because
it's working.
Free well, skate non-qualifier aluminum. Kevin Amos ate tonight.
Yep, he did.
Wait, I had to explain this. I did the pre-event show on USA and we had so much time to talk and I was like giddy about that because there's so much you can start to unpack about the men's event. And so they wanted to know, like, beyond just the main people, like, who are we looking at? And I started talking about the Frenchmen. And then I was trying to explain Kevin. It's kind of hard to explain him in a succinct way. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, he might not
qualify.
Make the free skate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he might.
That's completely, I mean.
And he might be, like, one of the best skates of the night. Those are the two
right.
options.
No, like overwhelming tears.
Yeah, no, like breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah, but amazing skate.
Amazing
skate. Is Sylvia
skate.
Not here?
I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you that Judas, the famous betrayer, that when you take that music out of the short program,
You won't qualify.
Don't
he'll
betray
betray
the betrayer. Yes, exactly. Because you betrayed him.
You'll get betrayed right. back immediately.
We can't talk about this too much because it's only going to further confuse me about what Judas actually did.
Okay.
Still.
Okay. Do you know what Judas did?
He sold out.
Crazy.
Go on. Sold
right?
out.
Well,
yeah,
this is starting
out.
To feel like me
so he sold out
Wicked.
Madison Square Garden.
He's a sellout.
It's 3 nights in a row.
But he sold out Jesus to God.
Oh, no.
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 No, God nope. is his daddy.
God is Jesus's no,
daddy,
God
right?
is all our daddies.
God is
Jesus's daddy then.
Dad. Yes.
Joseph.
Yeah.
God is his father. Yes. And his
right, daddy
earthly
God.
Father is Joseph.
Mm-hmm. He has an earthly father too, but
well,
Joseph
Mary
didn't
and
do
Joseph
anything.
From
yeah,
the
but
yeah.
Joseph had nothing
scene?
To do with that. She was a virgin.
Well, he was a carpenter,
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, this is neither here nor there.
The point is, Judas should be in your program. Period.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Betrayal or not.
Exactly.
Bad friend.
Judas also famously from the biblical line that Adam described Amber Glenn's costume with. Those are where those lyrics
yes.
are from. Fame hooker yes. prostitute wench is from Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
It is. Now,
oh my God, I was so confused. I thought you were reading something from the Bible for a second. That's Lady Gaga. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's not like the New Testament.
The book of Judas, fame hooker prostitute wench, and that's the whole book.
Now, Shun Sato, you wanted to say. Sam.
Yeah, not his best skate. I think.
I know, that was such a bummer.
You know, it's interesting, like watching how Ilya improved on his team event performance and watching Shun like struggle. I felt like I was watching two people on sort of opposite journeys. And same with Yuma to some extent. I mean, Yuma was much cleaner than Shun. But I feel like the Japanese skaters like Yuma and Shun both had such incredible skates in the team event that they almost like were like out of rhythm somehow in this event, and Ilya had been out of sync a little with himself in the team event and had like figured it out for the individual. That's kind of how I felt like I was watching it. What did you guys think?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, I'll say that Shun in the warm-up was a mess. And
really?
I was like, this isn't going to go well. A lot of pops, just looked really nervous, and he had to skate first. And when he went out, I was like, I don't know what to expect. And he nailed that first quad lutz. And then I thought we were kind of off to the races once he had done that really nice quad toe and then just kind of fudged around a little bit too much and wasn't able to do the triple toe on the end, which in an event like this just killed him.
Yeah. I mean, right. He looked... I don't feel like team event was the confidence boost that everyone else would have imagined it to be.
Yeah.
His skate, I can see him processing it as it wasn't good enough. Mm. And then I can only imagine how that would shake you as an athlete when I don't think the majority of the world is thinking that.
No, I think the majority of the world is like, you were amazing.
He was.
And honestly, he did what he was capable of.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, he just didn't look like he was attacking things. Not even attacking. I don't think that I ever look at Shun and feel like, oh my God, you're attacking things.
Yeah.
I think he's just like so cool, calm, and collected and isn't super present. And I think that takes away from his performance quality to a degree, of course. But I think by not being present, you can rely on just your training, and then that really helps out with your consistency. Today, I feel like he was way more in his head and probably way more present. Yeah. And if you're not used to being present, it's actually going to backfire.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes. Now, someone who was incredibly present in one of the performances of the night, Jun Hwa Cha.
Amazing.
This was
unbelievable.
Yeah. One of my favorite skates of the day, possibly like my very favorite skate of the day.
Yeah.
And it was interesting at this point because almost everyone was a little like, meh, with their own scores. And this continued with Jun receiving his own score as well. He ended up getting a 92-72.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I was, when this...
Did that
when
feel
he had,
low for you?
I thought he would be a 95.
Me too.
Yeah, I do think like, and I'm not even saying this as a bad thing, the tech panel has been willing to go in and Adam, you're not seeing this as much maybe from the arena, but like we're seeing on the bug when they're reviewing things, and they are reviewing a lot on the skaters here, not just in the men's event, across the events. So they're not like shying away from looking really closely at these jumps. So he ended up with a cue on his axle, which probably didn't help. And that's probably why you saw like a little bit of a dip from what you thought it would be.
Right. Mikhail Shaidarov, who's been struggling all year, like it was just nice to see. This was not like a huge like the audience is so into this program, but I will tell
but, like,
you
we
there
know
was,
the journey of this.
Yes. And by the end, they really did like just galvanize around him, and there was a huge Kazakh delegation there.
Really?
Tons and tons of Kazakh flags. People crying at the end of his performance.
That's
amazing.
Great.
Yes.
I'm so happy he got that.
Yes. They were like panning over to like Kazakh women blotting tears. It was great.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. No, I think that it's just really refreshing to see him kind of start to show up as a more familiar version of himself. You know, like I just feel like we've been watching him not actually skate in his own body. And this was the first time where I was like, okay, yeah, that's what you skate like.
Yes.
But it was like the first outing of it feeling like that. So it wasn't really even his full potential, but it was like, he's getting back into it.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just like a really strong skate, which I was kind of expecting him to have like throughout the season. So I didn't know what to expect here because that's not what he was delivering. So it was just nice to see. Obviously, now we're getting into the top four. These were all really well received.
Wait, I do want to say, though, talking out of both sides of my mouth here.
Yeah.
I did think the rotation calls for Daniel Grossel were a bit generous.
Yep.
He's in fourth. But that, I'm just saying that. I thought that they were really, here's what I'll say. The tech panel is really willing to go in and review, but they're being a little on everyone, but they're being a little inconsistent on where they call and where they don't.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that it really depends on like what their camera angle looks like, because when he did his quad loop, so where the booth is, where the NBC booth is, it's all the way up at the top of the arena. So like I'm basically the one who's, I could be in charge of that camera that gets all of those horrible aerial shots. I'm above that camera.
Okay.
And when Daniel Grossel was skating, when he did that quad loop, that's the one I'm like specifically thinking of. I remember thinking like, oh, maybe they were going to review it. But I can see the tracing. And the tracing looked good. Like, I can see it pretty clearly. So, for him, he always gets in such, like, odd positions in the air.
Makes you doubt it.
It makes you doubt it. And it's all, like, for him, it is all camera angle of, like, how it's coming down. And I think that sometimes he gets, like, the benefit of the doubt where it's, like, it from a front on, you're like, huh? But from an angle, like, it just depends on that camera angle.
Yeah,
I really feel like he rotates in the least aerodynamic position possible.
Like head back.
That is what kills me. Did you ever go to UD and jump with the like laser cameras? And then they show you what you look like. And it basically looks, it's the equivalent of the IKEA wooden figures that you can like move their bodies.
Yes.
It looks just like that. And so they show you like if you pulled your elbow in, you know, 0.05 degrees more, this is how it affects the jump. He needs that.
Yeah. I mean, what's so funny about that and you saying pull your elbows in is like, I remember going to UD and they're like, if you just pull your elbows in, you'll do all your quads. And I was like, great. Never got them in.
So that was a lie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Their feedback was always about the elbows. It was probably the only part of their computer program that they could actually like manipulate.
Yeah. Just the elbows.
It was the early 2000s.
Just try the elbows. Yeah. So let's talk about the top three a little bit.
Yeah, let's.
Now, there was such obvious from being in the warm-up and watching this and seeing all of the before the skate and all of that, there was such obvious, enormous tension in the air when Ilya went out to skate.
Yeah.
He was not comfortable. He was very nervous. This
really?
Was palatable. And in
how
a warm-up,
did you feel seeing him like that? What was your takeaway?
That he was nervous, but he was very in his own body. Because I think when we watch him skate, like in the warm-ups, I've seen him do like his competitions like a bunch of times. And when I see him skate, he walks through his jumps and he does them, and he just kind of tries to be like loose and nice and like whatever. Everything that he did in the 6-minute warm-up, he would like land it and hold the landing for like 3 solid seconds in a way that he's like, land your fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very obvious he was making this conscious decision, especially like on warming up a triple axel. Like he did one or two of them to just like, boom, land. And
it's so interesting
because
his triple axel was better than team event short, but it was still like...
Yeah, I
not
mean,
comfortable looking.
It doesn't matter how hard these jumps are or how easy they are. It's so easy to get some sort of mental block about like, this is what I did the last time I did this here on this surface.
Right.
And so it just was, it felt, I could feel like the expectation and the pressure that he had on his shoulders when he started. And it was just, it was really impressive to see him basically look warmed up by the time he got to the quad lutz. That was the first jump that he really looked
like,
easy.
Okay, he's
for
fine.
Him.
Yeah.
I do think that the quads are easier for him than triple axel.
Yeah.
I mean,
triple axel
doesn't
look as comfortable.
No, and especially if you're doing quad axles, now you're actively comparing two feelings. Like I don't know, but I would doubt he spends a lot of time working on like a triple toe, you know?
Right.
Or a triple lutz. Like, why would he be doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Like, Yeah. Like Sarah mentioned, like Yuma Kageyama, I could feel the pressure too, because he had skated right after Ilya, getting a score that he knew he could get.
Yep.
And was on track to get
it
and beat.
He would have beaten him. Yeah, he would have.
Really think just because of that flip out on the axle, that's where he lost 4 points?
He was on track and getting better GOE.
Yeah. So like, to give you a sense, Ashley, like, if you look at, let's do an exercise. Like, if you look at what Yuma got on his triple axel in the short in the team event, he's getting total, like, he's getting over 10 points, right? He's getting actually over 11. He's getting 11.31, okay? Today, he got 6.40. It's 5 points.
Yeah.
So, yes, the 5 points, if he got exactly what he got before and he got it today, he would have been right at the same, basically the same score as Ilya.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
And I think probably his components go up just a little if he lands that perfectly, you know? So I think they would have been neck and neck in the 108s.
Completely. Neck and neck. They would have had relatively the same score.
Score. Yes. Because Yuma got 108 in the team event.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So Ilya, like, that's what he got today. So they would have been neck and neck without the step out.
It was interesting. There was this shot of Ilya watching Yuma, and it was like Ilya looked nervous. Like, Ilya looked like he didn't feel like he was going to win, which is so interesting, especially after seeing him go out and skate that program, which is great. I mean, it was shy of his personal best, which is like over 110, but you just don't usually get to see Ilya looking stressed like that.
Well, I think the team event was a wake-up call of like, okay, whoa.
This,
like,
isn't
yes,
a given.
I can do
given.
This, but I have to do it.
Right. I can do this, but I need to get it done.
Yeah, you can't like mess around and they'll reward you at the Olympics, and they are going to reward Yuma for what he's doing. So, you know, they are going to give Yuma the highest component scores. They are going to give him really high GOEs on the things he's doing. He is going to get all level fours with it, which Ilya is not. So, like, Ilya has to maximize the stuff he's doing well. I think he knows that now after losing the short program to Yuma twice this season. You know,
Right. And when you only have these three jumps, like when you look at them, Yuma's able to maximize them, because with the way that the grade of execution works, it's like it's a percentage bonus based on the base value. So Yuma is able to make up the technical difference with the quality of the quadruple jumps he's doing, albeit even if they're the toe and the sow, and Ilya's doing the flip and the Lutz.
Yeah.
Now, of the top three, everybody knows I love Adam Siohimfa.
Right. Well, he was named after you.
Yes. I named him in the ICU. And I said, that's Adam, little Adam.
Right.
That's
and
my boy,
And one day
Adam.
He's going to paint on some abs.
Yes. And he's going to do it on national and international television.
That's
Wait,
right.
But before you even get into that, I told Sarah this as soon as he was done and we were off air, but I feel like every competition I see in this costume, the black, like, spray painty fade out keeps on going up and up and up, because there were definitely more abs before.
Yes.
And now it's more just like chesticles that are,
it's just tits.
It's just a tits McGee and and like a upper ab.
Yeah. No, it's definitely less abs.
More tits.
Singular.
More tits. That's for the straight coworkers that you have listening to the podcast.
Right. That's
more
for,
tits.
What is it? Truth America.
Yeah, exactly. This was the performance of the top three that was skated with the most reckless abandon, and listen, Adam has been up and down, but this was a strategic skate. He went with the quadruple jumps that he knows that he can do well. He was not going for the quad Lutz. And this was just a quality skate. And one thing I really fucking love about Adam is that he gives all of his energy to everything he does. And so many, they do this difficult entry on the end of, a difficult exit on the exit of the spins, the butterfly. And so many skaters just kind of kick the legs up and the knees are kind of bent.
They flail. It's not nice.
They flail. And Adam does these so beautifully. Everything in this program is so finished. This was so complete. It was just fantastic. He was flying. The jumps are huge. The axle's crazy. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But the other those but he got it done and it's big. But like the footwork was just so impactful. Like this program for me was the performance like of the night.
He was great.
And I love this top three.
I do too. I love this top three.
I would have had Adam higher.
Whoa.
I thought, I will say, and Ashley can attest to this, I thought in the moment that Yuma would go behind Adam.
She did. She was like,
and Ashley
gasped in my ear.
Like I was betraying Jesus to God.
Right. Yeah, the famous betrayal.
But yeah, I thought, no, I thought that's what they would do. Like, Adam was clean. Yuma wasn't.
I would say that like Yuma would get, like, I'm not saying Yuma should have gotten less points. I'm saying I feel like Adam could have been a 104, 105.
Mm.
And it really wasn't until we got to like the Adams of it all, like the Adam, the Yuma, the Ilya, that we really, that I felt that in the arena that we were getting marks that people were like, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It felt like they were saving them for those two quad short programs to come.
Wait, Adam, I'm so proud. Sarah asked this question, but I figured this out on my own and it came to me. Who was the last Frenchman to be on an Olympic podium?
Philippe Candeloro.
It came to him so fast.
Yeah.
Of course, in 1998.
it came to you.
Nope, not just.
And 94, but the 98 is the last time a French person was on the podium.
I set you up because I knew you were going to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what he skated to in 98?
Tell us.
The Three Musketeers.
Of course. Oh, okay, yeah. That was in the lore.
Mm-hmm.
I really only know his show programs more than anything. And that's on me. That's not shade to him.
The pro circuit
speaking
when we were
tits
growing
McGee.
Up. Speaking of tits McGee. Oh my God, those tits.
Those tits are out 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's to the legacy of French tits in the men's event at the Olympics.
Okay, that would be our title if we weren't titling them boring things right now.
Yeah, like searchable terms.
Right.
I mean, the cool thing French about tits. This is the top three, very clearly the best three.
Agreed.
And, you know, still there is drama of where people will end up. I think I still feel that Ilya will win. But I think second and third are completely up for grabs. Like,
agreed.
I, you know, there's basically a 10-point gap between second and seventh. Like, that's one quad. That's not even a quad. That's like you fall on a triple Lutz.
It's one fall.
You know, like.
Right.
So.
And ice is also known to chemically become more slippery in the men's event, specifically the free skate.
That's so true. Everybody has a chance still. No, who's in like this top group. Plus even Kevin Amos, who is actually in the second to last group, but he's 10 points back from the podium. He's right there.
Right there. I mean, there can be in so much movement. I mean, it really was so obvious that we were at an Olympic Games because it was like someone would go out and you'd be like, oh, that was okay. And they'd get their marks and they'd be like, currently in 18th place. And you're like, oh my God, how did that happen?
That happens to me a lot though, because it's really easy to, if it's emotional, I can be manipulated so easily. Like, also, like,
amen,
whatever
sister.
Megan Duhamel says about her pair teams, I'm going to take like right to the bank. Like I can be manipulated and that happens to me a lot.
This is off topic, but did you guys see that Deanna Stellato and Max Deschamps
Deanna
are on their way to Milan?
Yes. Thank God.
So
we can all take a breath.
We can see her this weekend.
The world needs to see her.
I agree. She needs to see the world.
I hope she's okay.
I have
mixed feelings. I hope she's
seeing
okay.
her. I don't have mixed feelings. If she is healthy enough to be there and she wants to be there, that's
she
what I
want.
She has
to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait for this free skate, but I'm
agreed.
Going to have to, and so are you, and so are
not
you.
Until Friday the 13th, when nothing could go wrong.
What could go wrong?
Stop it. That's not okay. The most auspicious day.
I think auspicious is usually meant to mean good, possibly, and I don't know if that is...
What would you say it should be, then?
Ominous?
Ominous, okay.
I think that we're going to see a lot of, like, a lot of movement.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just the nature of the beast. I'm really excited. I think, like, right now I agree with you, Sarah, that, like, I think Ilya is still in the position to win. And I think that this was actually a really big, like, monkey he needed to get off his back to just know that he could go out there and just, like, do, like, a clean program.
Yeah.
And I think he's really in, like, he looked so focused. He really did look so focused. And he was able to, like step into the moment in a way, like, he was fine in the team event, but this was, like, he needed, like, the general public to be, like, oh, Ilya skated clean. He did a perfect pro, like, he did a clean program. He got that monkey off his back. Yuma just needed to skate well, but, like, again, for me, this was... Adam Siohimfa did the best program of the night. This was a master class. This,
yeah, he was amazing.
Adam, this was phenomenal. This was that yeah. was for me.
I agree.
Okay, Viva phenomenal use of phenomenal.
Phenomenal use of phenomenal.
Phenomenal episode of this podcast. Right. I can't wait for the free skate. I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow for the free dance.
And I can't wait for you all listening to go check out our Patreon.
Exactly. And with that, we say arrivederci.
Au revoir. Arrivederci. No. Yeah.
Ciao for now.
Au revoir.
Sorry, I'm still in Adam Siohimfa space.
That's a wrap.